It was a bloody week this week in Philadelphia. About a dozen teens were shot, coming off the week prior where about a half dozen kids were shot. KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson explains as the number of young gunshot victims and defendants creeps up, officials urge parents and guardians to keep a closer eye on those kids.
15-year-old Randy Mills was a Roxborough freshman who was shot and killed on a SEPTA bus this week, and he's one of about two dozen juveniles who have died at the hands of a gun this year, which is up from this time last year. This week, another 15-year-old was shot in the chest along Peach Street in West Philly. He's expected to survive. Two 15-year-olds were shot along Aramingo between Port Richmond and Fishtown. Then at Gratz and Diamond, three teens were shot in their legs. They are some of the nearly 100 kids and teens shot this year, and police say they're also pulling the trigger. This year, more than a dozen teens have been charged with homicide, and more than two dozen have been charged in shootings. About 160 teens and juveniles have been arrested for gun possession. Officials have urged parents and guardians to turn over beds, look in drawers, and search teens and kids for firearms, and they say to always be in the know about who your child may be associating with. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.